English for Student Pharmacists 1. In accordance with the revised model core curriculum for pharmaceutical education. Unit 1. The communication process. Reading. A message or communication is sent by the sender through a communication channel, represented as channel in the chart below, to a receiver, represented as recipient in the chart, or to multiple receivers. The sender must encode the message, the information being conveyed, into a form that is appropriate to the communication channel, and the receiver then decodes the message to understand its meaning and significance. Misunderstanding can occur at any stage of the communication process. Effective communication involves minimizing potential misunderstanding and overcoming any barriers to communication at each stage in the communication process. Effective communicators understand their audience, choose an appropriate communication channel, hone their message to this channel, and encode the message to reduce misunderstanding by the receiver. They will also seek out feedback from the receiver as to how the message is understood and attempt to correct any misunderstanding or confusion as soon as possible. Communication channels. A communication channel is the term given to the way in which we communicate. There are multiple communication channels available to us today. For example, face-to-face conversations, telephone calls, text, email, and other written messages, social media such as Facebook and Twitter, radio and TV, to name just a few. Choosing an appropriate communication channel is vital for effective communication, as each communication channel has different strengths and weaknesses. Encoding messages. All messages must be encoded into a form that can be conveyed by the communication channel chosen for the message. Effective communicators encode their messages with their intended audience in mind, as well as the communication channel. This involves an appropriate use of language, conveying the information simply and clearly, anticipating and eliminating likely causes of confusion and misunderstanding, and knowing the receiver's experience in decoding other similar communications. Successful encoding of messages is a vital skill in effective communication. Decoding messages. Because the receivers will need to decode the encoded message they receive, successful decoding is also a vital communication skill. People will decode and understand messages in different ways based upon any barriers to communication which might be present, their experience and understanding of the context of the message, their psychological state, and the time and place of receipt, as well as other potential factors. Understanding how the message will be decoded and anticipating as many of the potential sources of misunderstanding as possible are characteristic of a successful communicator. Feedback. Receivers of messages are likely to provide feedback on how they have understood the messages through both verbal and nonverbal reactions. Effective communicators pay close attention to this feedback, as it is the only way to assess whether the message has been understood as intended, and it also allows any confusion to be addressed. Bear in mind that the extent and form of feedback will vary according to the communication channel used. For example, feedback during a face-to-face or telephone conversation will be immediate and direct, whilst feedback to messages conveyed via TV or radio will be indirect and may be delayed or even conveyed through other media such as the Internet. Listening and speaking. Listen to the following conversation and fill in the blanks based on the Japanese. In a cafeteria.
Hello, Professor Miller. May I sit down here?
Hi, Ayumi. Yes, please do. Did you enjoy your spring vacation?
Yes, I took part in an English study program in the U.S.
That's great. Would you tell me what you did?
I'd love to. Let me see. I took a lot of pictures, so I can tell you something about them.
Do you have some photos of drugstores or OTC medications?
Oh, yes. I took some interesting photos. Well, I found one. Here it is. Can you read it?
It's a little bit too small for me. What does it say?
Ask your pharmacist, and 5 checkpoints follow.
I see. How about the lower half?
Well, it's about the text size. It says, easy to read type.
It sounds interesting. By the way, from this year, 2 kinds of study abroad programs will start, one in the UK, the other in the USA. Why don't you participate in one of them?